Dalton Schultz produced no news this week. Not an injury note, not a practice mention, not a depth chart line. The August 10th through 16th team files, the opener coverage, and a targeted search all came back empty, with nothing newer than a praise piece from last August. For a veteran tight end whose entire case rests on showing up every week, silence is the good version. Schultz has missed almost nothing in 5 years, and quiet Augusts are how that record gets kept. The June red, which for most listeners is new. Schultz led Houston in catches last season, 82 of them on 106 targets for 777 yards, as the second most productive target on a playoff team. We said the target volume was the whole argument, because targets are the stickiest stat a tight end has, and his 6-plus a game were the kind of input that tends to show back up the following September. The risk was never his own game. It was the crowd. Tank Dell returning from his knee, rookie tight end Marlon Klein drafted in the second round, Jaden Higgins promoted to the number 2 receiver job. Many new claims on the same 106 targets. Here is the one thing this quiet week cannot hide. The crowd got healthier around him. Dell returned to team drills Monday and scored on his second rep, and the Higgins camp reviews have been glowing. None of that is Schultz news, but all of it presses on the exact target math the June Red flagged as the thing that could shrink his role. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The volume argument and the crowding risk both sit precisely where June left them, and neither gets tested until real targets get thrown. Next week, Houston holds a joint practice with the Raiders on Tuesday, then plays preseason week 2. Watch for any sign of where Schultz sits in the root rotation when the starters work, because his September target share against last year's 19% baseline was always the number that settles this one. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.